Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Ganesh Housing Corporation Limited Q4 FY25 earnings conference call, hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajat Gupta from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Sejal. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Ganesh Housing Corporation Limited earnings call to discuss the Q4 and FY25 results. We have on the call with us today Mr. Rajendra Shah, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Neeraj Kalavadia, Vice President Finance, and Mr. B. Ravi, Corporate and Financial Advisor. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. I now request Mr. B. Ravi to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rajat. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us today. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you all to Ganesh Housing Corporation's earnings call for both Q4 as well as FY25. We appreciate your continued interest and confidence in our company. This past one year has been nothing short of spectacular and extraordinary for Ganesh Housing. I'm proud to share that FY25 marks the strongest financial performance in the history of the company, not just in terms of top-line growth and profitability, but also in how we advanced on strategic priorities and operational resilience in a rapidly evolving market. At the outset, I would like to say that the revenue for FY25 was just a bit shy of the 1,000 crore mark, a milestone in itself. I'll go through those details a little later. But first, I would like to benchmark our performance against the industry performance and put that in the right perspective. Ahmedabad real estate market has been growing, and it has been achieving historic highs. Between 2024 and 2025, this has been particularly registered. The city reported its highest-ever residential unit sales in over a decade, with a 15% growth YoY. On the commercial front, too, the leasing surged by about 60% compared to the previous year, signaling a clear resurgence in office demand. Initiatives such as the IFSC and the infrastructure development across SG Highway and Vaishno Devi Circle, where the majority of our projects are there, have further fueled institutional interest. Ahmedabad is clearly transitioning from a regional real estate center to a national investment magnet. As per Gujarat RERA, the registration of properties in the last one year has grown up by 6%, though the demand overall was sluggish. Thus, there is an expectation from the real estate market by the developers for future growth. Ahmedabad itself saw registration of new projects of about 1.45 lakh crore, which is almost 42% of Gujarat's share. Q4, of course, was a bit slow, with a mere 2% growth Q3 to Q4. Jhantri rates increase and uncertainty, coupled with certain oversupply in certain residential categories, was a bit dampening, due to which real estate developers have had a wait-and-watch approach for some time, are a bit cautious, but at the same time, very positive. Ganesh Housing, with its deeply entrenched presence and unmatched land reserves, is uniquely positioned to benefit from this transformation. In the short run, however, even we have had our share of issues in terms of new launches. Keeping in mind the current scenario and the market position, we have not aggressively launched the new projects which we were desirous of. However, the market has started to see green shoots, and we expect that around July to August 25, the situation could be better. In line with our philosophy, and as I always mention to you, our land acquisition process is a continuous one. Towards this, I'm pleased to state that during FY25, we bought land of almost 17 acres in some of the most happening areas of Ahmedabad. The process of registration and asset capitalization is going on. There is still some potential land bank that is under acquisition, for which certain advances have been given. Now let me give you the financial numbers that will tell you the story of robustness and progress of Ganesh Housing in FY25. The revenue grew by 11% year on year and stood at 994 crores, our highest ever, reflecting strong real estate demand and efficient execution. EBITDA increased by 29% from 630 crores to 813 crores, with the EBITDA margin standing at 81.8%. Net profit surged to 598 crores, registering a year-on-year growth of 30%. We also improved our PAT margins from 51.2% to 60.2% in FY25. In Q4 alone, we delivered a sale revenue of 259 crores, an EBITDA of 224 crores, which is a 47% growth year-on-year, and a PAT of 165 crores, a growth of 46% year-on-year. These margins remain robust due to our historical low-cost land bank. Looking to the excellent performance, the Board of Directors are pleased to declare a dividend of Rs. 5 per share, leading to a dividend payout of about 7-8%. The Board felt the need to conserve resources due to the various projects planned for the next year as well as what are continuing this year. Our balance sheet continues to be our key strength. We ended the year with zero debt once again and a healthy cash position, giving us ample flexibility to invest in future growth without compromising on financial prudence. Our asset-light, forward-funded land acquisition model continues to create significant value while preserving capital efficiency. Thus, our cash balance as of FY25 stood at 157 crores, even after spending about 216 crores for the SEZ Phase 1 construction, fully out of our internal accrual, and even after increased land advances of about 212 crores. Even our current asset position is healthy. This performance cements our position as a front runner in Ahmedabad's real estate market, one of the most vibrant and rapidly growing regions in India today. On the project front, we have made good progress across all key residential and commercial projects. To mention about Malabar Retreat, the construction of this premium residential offering at Vaishno Devi Circle is on schedule, with the structural work nearly complete. The construction in terms of percentage is about 30%. The pre-sale growth has followed the market trend. However, with the sample flat now being ready and the situation improving by end of June, we expect the bookings to surge around July to August 2025. On the Million Minds SEZ front, the Phase 1, which is our flagship commercial IT SEZ project, it is nearing completion. As said earlier, it is almost 10 months ahead of schedule. We expect it to be operational commercially by Q2 FY26. We are pleased to state that there is a strong interest in the leasing of this project, all the floors, with almost 70% of the leasable area having LOIs, letters of interest from mix of large global and local companies across sectors. The indicative rentals also seem to exceed the projections given earlier. Buoyed by this, there is a plan to launch Phase 2 in Q3 FY26. The One Thalsage commercial project, which is a landmark project, the plans of this are under approval and it's almost in the final stages. This, as you know, is a 1.8 million square feet having around 2100 crores revenue. The Godavari Township, we had always mentioned to you that we will be looking at the development around this land bank and we should start large-scale monetizing from Q3 FY26. However, we are pleased to state that like in any other such large townships or projects of this size, even we have started to monetize this already. In the current year, we have had sales and monetization of almost about 18 acres from this Godavari township. As you know, we have a large process and the large land bank, potential turnover of which is around 5,000 crores over the next 7 to 10 years. Our strategic priorities of FY26 are very well laid out. The core three pillars are execution excellence, revenue diversification, and capital discipline. We're also enhancing the technology backbone, both in terms of precast construction or in terms of the CRM systems, to improve speed, reduce risk, and deliver superior customer experience. The ESG compliance and green building certification are being factored into every new design going forward. FY25 has had set a new benchmark for Ganesh Housing financially, operationally, and strategically. It's a validation of our long-term approach and the trust that our shareholders place in us. We remain committed to delivering long-term value to our shareholders as we continue to reach new milestones. With that, I'd like to now open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sohail from ULJK Financial Services. Please go ahead. Yes, sir. Sir, I would request you to please use your handset.
Yes. So, thank you for the opportunity, first of all, and congrats on a good set of numbers. And I would like to know about the Malabar Retreat. It's one of your premium projects. So, are you seeing any challenges regarding how the offtake is going? And are you able to sell at the price that we had seen, the trend that we had seen earlier? And what are the pre-sales in this project for the quarter?
There are no challenges. Frankly, Malabar Retreat is one of those premium housing projects, and therefore that's really going well. But first, we are concentrating on completing the construction. The pre-sales are a little slower. It is just, a reflection of the market. And therefore, maybe quarter and a quarter could be just about 10 to 15%. But more importantly, in such premium markets, premium sales of such kind of flats, unless the sample flat, what you get is what you really want to see first. So that is ready now, and therefore I believe that the real traction of this will start from next month onwards. And of course, even these, as I said, last quarter has been a little sluggish. So therefore, unless people will see this sample flat, and also as I told in the speech, the market conditions are going to improve around July. So we do believe that this booking will start off then in real way. Frankly, our target for this year is to, by the year end, that is FY26 end, we should be having a majority of this flat already booked, maybe 80% or so, pre-booked. So I'll be able to give you the real numbers in the next quarter. Of free sales.
Perfect. And how about, I would like to know, like, for the next year, are we guiding at the same revenue growth rate that we had guided, and will it be backed by the land sales, or will it be backed by the projects that we are discussing?
Normally, we give projections and outlook for growth on in terms of the bottom line. More importantly, the revenue can be a few percentages here or there. Let's say 7% right up to the bottom grew by 29%. And we always have mentioned that, year on year, we will be in the vicinity of 20 to 30% growth. And we have mentioned this year, and we do believe that next year also we'll be able to maintain this growth rate.
Okay. Perfect. That's all my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parth Khandelwal from SBI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
You are. Yes, Parth.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I have two questions. My first question was regarding the fact that how many acres of land was acquired in the FY25, and could you provide details on the micro markets where they were made and how your plans to integrate the acquired parcels in your launch pipelines or the future development strategy in FY 2026 or future? That's my first question.
Yeah. You want to finish the second question, or you want me to answer this first?
You can answer that first. The second one is a bit broader, so this will be perfect.
No, it doesn't matter. You ask the second one also. I'll combine both of them, the broad and the narrow.
Okay. The second question is firstly with regards to the IT sales phase one, which was reported like 85% complete or as of like the quarter four of FY 2025. Has the leasing process already commenced for that? And could you share also the current leasing pipeline or the tenant status for the same? And what is your expected rental income contribution from this asset in like FY 2026? And how the instrument has like the Tishman Speyer been in the tenant onboarding, marketing or the design strategy?
Sure. Good questions, both of them. Let me take both of them in the same order as you asked. The total acreage that we've had this year, as I said in my speech, was about 17 acres in the most happening places. I would not want to exactly name the places. These are all pockets here, right? You know, we have, as you know, we have had large land banks at three, four pockets. This one is very close to one of those pockets, which is again one of those CBD kind of an areas which we have always mentioned. As you know, the land acquisition process, that being a raw material for any real estate developer, is a continuous one. We keep taking it in the pockets where we see future growth, right, monetization capabilities, and also that it need not be integrated with our existing projects and all, but it has to be in a place where it can really give us the kind of a value going forward. All our past acquisitions have really given us that kind of a value as we have seen in the last three, four years. We'll continue to do that in the coming years also with similar kind of profitability as we have told. That is a process which I would like to explain, that this is an ongoing one. We keep acquiring land as and when we see the good opportunity. That's as far as the question one is concerned. IT SEZ, yes, you know, again, I was very pleased to mention that 70% of the leasable areas today are already, you know, having various stages of expression of interest, LOIs and the like. Therefore, we do believe that from Q3 FY 2026, the lease income would start. At this point in time, the kind of rates that we have got are, you know, better than what we had earlier projected. We had about 60 rupees on the leasable area. We are seeing traction even better than that, around maybe 70-75 rupees. I will be able to tell you the exact amounts once, you know, all these things have been signed and the fit outs have been given. Definitely there's a lot of traction in IT SEZ phase one. The performance, the completion, the kind of a building which is there, again, with the help of Tishman, has been done very well, and we do believe that the second phase also we will be able to really launch well, as I told earlier, and we will be doing well in this project.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rishit Jhaveri from PI Square Investments. Please go ahead.
I'm audible, sir?
Yes.
You are.
Yes. Congratulations on a good set of numbers this year. Sir, first question on the one project in Khaltej, what would be our RERA approval timeline and launch timeline? And being a premium category, will it align with the existing premium pricing or this project will have differentiated pricing?
Yeah. Yes, it will. It is a premium building. The kind of planning which has gone ahead, the architects and the consultants who are going to really be doing that are known for creating premium buildings which always fetches premium prices above the normal ruling market price. This is the way it has been constructed or thought about, and therefore we very strongly believe that it will be a premium commercial venture with high premium prices and saleability also in the same manner. The exact timeline, you know, it's very difficult. As I said, the plan approval process is in the final stages. So we do believe in the next maybe 2 months. I'm trying to be a little conservative here. At least in the next 2 months, we should be able to get through all these plans. And hopefully, as we see today, subject to, as you said, ceteris paribus, I think by second quarter FY26, we should be commencing this project.
Okay, understood, sir. And second question, sir, we Ahmedabad particularly seeing a lot of demand in hybrid workspace and GCC coming in. So how are our SEZs positioned to target these type of incoming demands currently?
It's absolutely in line. Though I didn't want, I can't be taking any specific names, but as I said, the leasing EOIs which we have had, some of them are in this hybrid kind of workplace and such kind of companies. So, yes, that has become the way office spaces have been going this way these days. And we also see the similar kind of a demand in this SEZ.
Can you guide us on the average yield which we can generate from such hybrid workspace?
Sorry, I couldn't get that. Can you repeat, please?
What would be the average realization yield in such kind of setups?
Well, see, what you do, we'll be giving away the land for lease out, right? And as I said, it is almost coming around 75 rupees or maybe a little more per square feet of the leasable area. What they would do with that in terms of the hybrid workplaces would be different. If you have that co-working and things like that. We would give it away in to these people floor-wise the way they want it on a minimum, at the, as we see today, of about 75 rupees per square feet. Right,
sir. Okay, that's a great
rate.
Okay, all the best.
Sir. Yeah. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Natasha Singh from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for giving the opportunity. So my first question is, as you have been actively acquiring land over past few year quarters, so is there any near-term plans to launch projects or any acquired related to that? And joining to that question, same as how do you see the end users, investor, the micro market to justify this immediate launches?
See, right now, we have, as you know, we already have planned various projects both in the SEZ residential and this commercial spaces for launch. And we also have started, as I told you, about the Godavi land, that is the township, so-called township, which of course now we are trying to do even as a real estate development. So these things have been following, and as I mentioned, little slow this day. We didn't go whole hog in terms of aggressively launching this because we are also trying to observe what's been happening in the market. And we believe that from July, August onwards, this will definitely improve. And that's when you probably will see more launches starting then from, let's say, One Saltage itself and maybe even the SEZ residential project. Acquisition of land, as I said, that has been continuous. And we also have been monetizing the land which we already have acquired at really good prices as is reflected in our results. Both these things would be a continuous affair. Monetizing their existing land which we already have, as well as acquiring new land for the present maybe, as well as the future growth. Both these things will be a continuous process.
Okay, great. The second question is, any proposed timeline for launching phase 2, the IT system? For both the commercial and residential
sections? Yes, both these things, the way it looks at this point in time, as I said earlier, at least the commercial one is Q3 FY26. I think by the time, you know, all these 70-80% leasing also would have been done and occupation started and rentals commencing. Therefore, that could be the time 3 years for launching of the commercial. And I believe that at this point in time, maybe with July, August, the outlook changing, that could be the same time frame even for SEZ residential launch too.
Great. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunjan Ganatra from Tyco Ventures Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you provide some more details regarding the Godavi Township? You mentioned that 18 acres was sold in last year. Was it sold to other developers? And also in terms of what is the visibility for next year? Is there going to be some plotting scheme that will be announced, or is it going to be sale of larger land parcels to others?
It is going to be, I'll take the second part of the question. It is going to be a plotted scheme as well as large land parcels to other developers. See, any such 500, 600 acres, and you know the names who are there in Ahmedabad and such kind of township, all of them would want to attract other builders also and other developers in that thing, because it's humongous, you know, to be able to do that everything together. So the same process is what we have started off in the last year, that 17, 18 acres, which I said. That, as well as a plotted development of our own, and both of these things would be continued. How much of would it be in each of them is very difficult to say. That would be as per the opportunity coming up at that point in time. But yes, we would be doing monetization of Godavari in this manner that you have mentioned.
Okay, so the plotted would start somewhere around Q3 26, FY 26.
Yeah, we do. We do expect that. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Keshav from Vita Asset Distributor LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I had the same, first of all, congrats for meeting the guidance which you provided last quarter. And I had the same set of questions which has been asked previously. And as you promised that the Godavari project has anticipated launch in Q2 of 2026, and it will have a great share of revenue and expected from this project and sale and lease rental income. The second is there any plan to acquire new land parcel market outside Gujarat in near term? And if yes, then how will it be funded? Any strategic rationales we have?
No, at this point in time, Keshav, we do not see, we don't have plans, we don't have any, I think, on hand, any project in hand by which we can be requiring land outside of Gujarat. We will. Actually, even today, out of Ahmedabad, we have not acquired. And therefore, I do believe that looking to what's been happening in Ahmedabad and what is likely to happen in the coming years, at least, you know, 10 years we see from now, 7 to 10 years, it may be making, and we are very strong in Ahmedabad, as you know, it's a very good brand recall. It doesn't seem to be like that we may be needing to go anywhere else. We may continue to acquire land in this area. Never say never. At this point in time, no, there's no such plan, but let's see how it goes in the future. And yes, you know, the Godavari, we have started, as I said, and therefore now the ball is set rolling. Let's see how it goes in the current year. And especially because of all the infrastructure development which is going around in that area, we do believe that it will be one of those, again, happening places, as I keep saying.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Heeta from Monarch AIF. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Hi, sir. Congratulations on these amazing numbers. Sir, I had a couple of questions on the current land parcels that we have. In Q4, what was the land sales revenue? The absolute number or say the percentage?
Yeah, it would be, see, about 200, because as I said, it's see, projects, even Godavari for that matter, is a project. So how you classify that? It is a land parcel, but it's a project. So if you go by that, out of the 250 odd crores that we have said, about 200 would be the land sales as such in different pockets, and rest of them will be project sales.
Okay. And what is the land sold and purchased during Q4?
See, the purchase which I have said has been during the year, and as I said, 18, 17 acres of land has been done during the year. It's not specific to any particular quarter as such.
Okay. Okay, all right. And could you please help me understand? I believe there was a press release that was focusing on, you know, some violation of Ind AS 10 and 24 from SEBI. Could you please help us understand more about that release, press release?
No. Let me clarify. Absolutely, outside there is no violation at all.
Okay.
There is a clarification which was needed. There was a way of reporting certain transactions in the annual report, and we have been reporting that all this while, and SEBI had never raised that. But they came up with saying that no, there can be a more detailed reporting of these transactions, which you have agreed to, and we shall be doing it from FY25, this March number onwards in the annual report. So it's just a clarification. They said there was a caution saying that, you know, you disclose more details in that, and we have agreed to that. So you'll just have more details. Nothing was being done incorrectly. Yes, anything can be always done in a more elaborate fashion, which we accepted.
Okay, sir. Understood. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Neeraj Sadnani, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hello, everyone. So, sir, regarding the 18 acres of sale at Godavari, can you tell me, like, what was the average realization per acre?
That is roughly around 26,000 per square meter.
26,000 per square meter is the average realization.
Okay. And regarding, Malabar Retreat, how many flats are there?
Sorry, how many flats are there?
Yeah.
160 flats are there. Since this is a premium scheme, the number of flats has been restricted to 160.
And what is the average per square feet realization there?
This is around 6,000 rupees per square feet.
6,000.
And it could, okay. Any booking, as we keep booking, the prices do increase. At this point in time, it's 6,000. And by the time the project real, the booking end is to be slightly higher also.
Okay. So I had two, basic questions regarding the strategy of the company. So we are seeing that, you've ventured into premium luxury residential, and you're also focusing a lot more on commercial. So is there a thought of the management that, we will be focusing more on commercial projects than residential?
No, there's no, if you have finished the question, can I go ahead?
Yeah. So I think, one is that. And also, any particular reason why you feel that July, August onwards, the real estate market in Ahmedabad should pick up?
Well, that is what the green shoots look like. Reasons are many. Like, in the sense, generally, markets don't keep going sluggish the way it is for too long. There always is a, whenever the inventory levels go down, whenever the demand goes up, things start getting back to normal. Many a times what happens is that when demand is very high, a lot of projects of different shapes and sizes are announced. And that temporarily leads to certain slowdown in the demand. But then premium products, a good brand always will find a market. However, when we see a general slowness in the market, it is prudent not to launch large projects at that point in time, because the sentiments aren't in favor. Though for you, for Ganesh House branding, it can be always very good, but it's prudent not to do that, because we want our launches to be successful right in the first few months itself. Having said that, it will be both premium, residential, some of them not necessarily premium. We are not into the affordable marketing at a segment at this point in time. We are doing good projects, which may be called as a semi and premium projects on the residential side. And commercial, as I said earlier in the last call, suddenly there has been a dart in that, and people have stopped it, and therefore their office spaces have been in demand. And that's why we believe commercial projects would make a lot of sense at this time. And we have found credence to what our belief is by the kind of traction we had in SEZ commercial, with 70% of the leasable area already under various stages. People are so impressed. So many people are interested in that. So I think a good combination of both these things would be the right way to go, which we are doing.
Okay. So we will basically take, we will take it as projects come up. There is no strategy that we will be focusing on a particular segment, if that's what I understand. And you're saying that it's because probably there is a slowdown in newer launches, you feel that, you know, the demand supply gap will close it out and then market will be better. Is my understanding correct?
Quite correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to add,
Godawari. Yeah, please.
Yeah, sorry. No, go ahead, go ahead.
No, I was asking that in Godawari, after selling of 18 acres, do we have roughly around 470 or 480 acres left, or is it more?
There we now have 432 acres.
Correct. 450 was there, now we've got 18, so 432 acres.
Okay. I cannot recall that you had 500 acres, so that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditya Agrawal from Finvenue Growth Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for your numbers. So I just wanted to ask, are we having any plan to procure more land in the city of Ahmedabad? And if yes, then any idea about that?
Yes, we are in the conscious process. As I said, we already have given various land advances, almost around 200 crores or so, which we will be acquiring land in, again, some of the very good pockets that we are looking, scouting for. And we have zeroed out on certain areas, and I think in the coming year, we will be completing that process also. This is an ongoing process. We keep looking for good parcels of land.
Okay. And sir, just to add on to it, are we seeing any impact of rate cuts on the real estate market, overall landscape of the city, in the city?
Right now? Rate cut. Rate cut of,
Interest.
Oh.
Interest rate.
Yeah. See, that has been already factored in. Frankly, the real bookings of residences started off 6-8 months back, and the rate cut was, the prices had been already in, you know, reflected in that. But in the last quarter, as I said, about for 4 months now, there has been slight slowdown. I mean, therefore, the people have really adopted, irrespective of the rate cut, because that's not the financing is not the issue, but people have been, any large investments or any real estate or house that a person buys, he will always think twice, you know, whether he's making the right decision at the right market or not. So there's a slight kind of a wait and watch, but when, you know, the things take an upturn, people will all make a beeline. So that's what is likely to happen in the next couple of months, and that time you will actually, I'll be able to say that, yes, whether it's an impact of the rate cut or whether it is an impact of the development in the real estate market is anybody's guess.
Okay.
Sir, does that answer your question?
Yeah. Just to add on to it, sir, any idea about the events, couple of events that are going to be held in Ahmedabad and any, you know, visible impact on the overall real estate landscape, be it the events such as Olympics or Commonwealth Games, or, you know, we have this GCC development in the city. So are there any green shoots that are available?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Aditya. I think, see, these are the things which are changing the landscape of Ahmedabad and making, as I told in my speech, it is changing. It's not just an Ahmedabad-concentrated investment or investors. It's outside of Ahmedabad. And precisely these aspects, whether it's Olympics or in all these kind of events, which are making this known better in India. And as you know, there are saturated markets at certain places, like in the IHC, like whether it's Pune, Hyderabad, or Bangalore. And therefore, always there's an outlet which can be, the next destination can be Ahmedabad, and we do see the Ahmedabad being the next destination. So I think it's a combination of various, you know, announcements with the state government themselves are doing to encourage real estate. The central government in terms of the housing and various other things which they have done. And of course, these kind of events which are all much spoken about for Ahmedabad, all these things are ensuring that Ahmedabad becomes a real vibrant real estate market.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Soham from RV Investments. Please go ahead. Mr. Soha, I would request you to unmute your line and speak, please. Due to no response from the current participant, we will move on. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you again, once and all of you, to really join this. I'm sure we are already doing exciting things, and the current year, as I said, is going to be extremely exciting on various fronts. Let's hope that everything goes as planned and the markets and everything improves. Thanks for again. We'll touch base with you very soon. Thank you. Good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.